Tomorrow, Per Gimel Mishnah Base 3:2, the Mishnah continues to discuss various Tamuras of different types of Zvachim, animal offerings, and what to do with the Tamura. So here we talk about first the Korban Todah. Korban Todah, a Thanksgiving offering, really very much like a Shlamim, except that it is accompanied by four different types of breads, 10 loaves each, as well as the time frame is a little different. It's shorter for eating the Todah. So says the Mishnah here, Vlad Todah Utmurasa, the offspring of a Todah. Todah could be a female as well, so it can have children. And Tmurasa, if you substitute B for A, the Todah, then Vladan, Uvlad Vladan, Ad Sofa Olam, their offspring, whether you're talking about the offspring of the original animal or its Tamura, and if you're talking about one generation or countless generations after that, Hare Elu, Katoda, they all have a status like the Todah, meaning they're offered in the exact same way, everything's the exact same, just like a Shlamim with the Tanufa and with the Chaza and Shok, the Smicha, everything. Ublavad She'enan Tu'unin Lechem. However, the Korban Todah itself needs to be accompanied by these 40 loaves of bread, whereas the Tamura and the Vlad do not. This is based on a limud from a pasuk. Okay, so that's the first point of the mission here, that the Tamura and the Vlad of a Todah is the same as the Todah itself, except no breads. Now the second part of a mission is going on to the next type of Korban, the Korban Ola. Ola is totally burned, also can be voluntary. Importantly, however, the Korban Todah can only come from a male animal. So it's not going to be possible to have a Vlad offspring from a regular Korban Ola. However, you can do Tamura with any animal, whether it's male or female, or any cow, goat, sheep, and therefore it's possible to have the Tamura of an Ola be a female. And then, although that animal can't be brought as an Ola, certainly because it's a female, it's not valid for being brought as an Ola, it could have offspring, and the Vlad of the Tamura of the Ola, we're going to say, basically has the same status as the Ola itself, so you can bring the male offspring of the female Tamura. We'll discuss in the next parak a little more about how to deal with the difference between the mother and the child. But anyways, over here the Mishnah says, Tamuras Ola, the substitute for Korban Ola, burnt offering, Uvlad Tamura, and the offspring not of the Ola itself, because it's a male, but the offspring of the Tamura, if you had a female. Tu'unin Hefshet V'nituach V'kal Le'ishim. They're treated the exact same as an Ola, essentially, which means that they also need to be flayed like an Ola does. Nituach means that it gets, there's a special instruction for how it's butchered into which segments of the meat. And Kal Le'ishim, it's all burned on the fire. We don't mention the requirements for the Nesach and the company, but they're there. Don't mention the requirements for the Smicha, but it's there. And so the point is the Tamura and the Vlad of the Tamura all the way down all have the same din as the Ola. You don't hear that Rabbi Lezer doesn't make any exceptions. The reason why, I mean, he doesn't make a din derabban and a kanas if you're keeping them for later to say you can't bring them subsequent generations. The reason why is because when it comes to a Todah, Todahs are just not very necessarily anywhere near as common as a Shlamim. Why would you have a farm of Todahs? Often you need to bring Korban Todah. You just bring it when you've been saved from some dangerous situation. Not that common. It's not sensible. And the Ola, anyways, first of all, Olas are male, so no reason to think you'll have, you know, female offspring. Tamura's not common, so no gazera on that either. And therefore, there's no gazera in terms of the Tamura or the, certainly not the Velados of the Tamura of an Ola.